19th January 1995. We are going to continue our discussion with our Theodore Ultima at the Mahasi Sasana International Center. So yesterday we have already had our discussion generally about the three sattva of our Theravada Buddha, Theravada Buddhist teaching. So, yesterday we have studied a little bit about the Vipaka Buddha. Vipaka means the resultant of the thing. But actually this is not proper Vipaka. I'll try to explain this one first. And because the Vipaka Buddha is the cycle. Like, what's the meaning cycle? So, this cycle is called Vipaka. Mostly, generally in this cycle, we have the external stimuli and then came into our sensory receptors and then produce the kind of consciousness of sight, or hearing and sense of hearing. So I have to explain a little bit more about the seeing. The seeing is that this is the term seeing actually indicates the function of mind with the physical energy. So we already explained all these things from the object. I'll do the complete explanation. So, at the very moment, the light from the sun fall upon the objects on the surface of the planet Earth. Okay? So, seven spectrum of light fall upon each and every object. But the structure of that object different from each other, so they have a kind of quality. When seven spectrum fall upon the leaf, see, all six spectrum absorbed by the leaf. Only green color reflected back from the leaf. Therefore, we see the color of the leaf is a green. This is the theoretical explanation of optical physics. The first one who explained this one is the Newton, the great Isaac Newton. Explained this phenomenon. So, we receive the reflected rays from the object. So, these rays are just reflected light rays. So, they come into our eyes and you fall upon the retina. The focal point is called fovea, and then at that focal point, light energy provoke the cells and the fovea. So these cells are photosensitive cells. These photosensitive cells, because of the impact of light energy, they take chemical action. See? So due to chemical action, the chemical energy came out of each and every cell, and then that chemical energy also transformed into electrical energy, and then that electrical energy around the optical nerve carried the electrical impulses to the brain, what is called occipital lobe. Occipital lobe receives the electrical messages and then collect the data and then analyze the data, and then when they have completed the job, then go to the visual center. Visual center work out for the vision or sensation of sight. So these are the processes, physiology explained that. So it's not a new theory tonight to see about the nature of the function of mirror camera. It's really the same as the function of eyes. As you know that the light came into the camera has the aperture, what is called the chapter and aperture, and we can enlarge of we can change the size of the hole, and then the light goes through the lens, and then the focus fall upon the film. So this film is the nature of the chemical which is sensitive to light, just like the human eye cells. Especially these photosensitive cells, photosensitive chemical on the film is generally they use the silver bromide. Silver bromide is a photosensitive chemical. So when the light fall upon the film, the silver bromide chemical turns on or chemical change. And then after taking the picture, you see these are the steps what I have to explain parallelism between our main process of the abhidhamma. Mm-hmm. So camera is just like the eye. Structure as well as everything is really the same as the eye. So retina is just like the film. The film is very sensitive to light. So after taking that picture, when the light falls upon the film, it's just like light falls upon the retina. So at that moment, as for the camera and film, they just transform into chemical change and so on. That is the only physical process. As for the human eyes, there is different things. One, okay? When the light photons or light waves fall upon the cells, photosensitive cells, and they are, as I have explained, the rods and cones in the form of shapes. See that? As long as we receive the light, we have the chemical change. At the very moment of chemical change, simultaneously, there occur that is for what in our words we Sakku Vinyana Dhatu taking place at the eye. See that? The place, the Sakku Vinyana Dhatu is occurring, or just occur one moment, each and every moment, when the impact of the light wave. So, as for the human eye, the two things are happening. See? One is just because of the photons. These cells transform light energy into chemical energy, that is the state. At that very moment, it is also occurring mental moment, which is called Sakku Vinyana Dhatu. This is the one moment only they occur. See that? After that, chemical energy transform into electrical energy, passes through the optical center, through the optical nerve. Now, the subject is, after taking the picture and the camera, we have to transfer the film into the dark room. See? Into the dark room. You see the point? So we put into the dark room, see? Away from the camera. That means just like that. Another step after the Sakku Vinyana Dhatu, Sampeksana mental movement, receiving mental movement is occurring. Follow that. Now, the dark room is receiving the feeling. Do you see the point? The dark room receives the film in the bathroom. So the bathroom is another place, not in camera. It's like that. Because the eye is exactly the same as the camera, and then there are got only picture taking. After getting that picture, transfer that film into the bathroom, and the bathroom receives the same So this is the essence, the receiving essence. So God's doctrine is something like the optical loop. Receive the feeling, and then in the bathroom, with the developer, developing solution, develop the feeling. So chemical action and chemically change the cerebral mind, become clearer and clearer. See that? And then figure out from the developing solution and put it into another solution, which is called fixation. Not to increase the chemical changes anymore, just to fix it up at that required stage. This is called fixation. So new solution. After that, wash it up. And then we got the feeling. See? This is the process. Now after that, getting that feeling, we call it negative. See? Now, taking the negative, and then we have to reproduce to get the positive with the other photosensitive plates. So you can produce as much as we like. You see, many photographs to be able to see as a picture. So these are the same process, what we are explaining in our mental process. See? Light energy come into the eye, and then at the very moment of impact of light energy, there are two processes are happening. The physical side is producing chemical change. At the very moment, at the same moment, see, chakhu vinyana dhatu is occurring. See, that means just like the taking film in the camera. After taking the camera in that picture, film has transferred to the dark room. See, the dark room receives the film. This is a time of action. So similarly, in our the Abhidhamma, the next moment of the next moment or subsequent following mind moment is receiving mind. See? Receiving mind. That is the Sampatichana, receiving mind. And then Sampatichana. And then we put it into the developing tank for the developing solution. See? Those capillaries, the putting into the developing solution, that becomes a clearer and clearer, the picture develops, so chemical action increase. See that? So that is like the Santirana. That's the analysis. Santirana to analyze. And then put another solution, which is called fixation, which is hypo, sometimes we call it, see, hyposulfate. And that solution stop the chemical action more, so therefore we call it fixation solution. Something like that, the best moment is Uttarana. After that moment, see, production of negative. See? Production of the film in the form of negative. So when we get the negative, we try to copy over the another sensitive film, another sensitive film, the positive copy. So we can get as many as the copy we like. Okay? So copying of the positive, that is Javana. So, as for the mind, only 7 copies. You see that? So you get that, yeah? That's it. You see the point now? Yeah. That is easier to understand our Abhidhamma when we are learning about the process of seeing, the whole process, the whole track of that chakuvinyana viti means chakuvinyana track, that chakuvinyana path, protection of the feeling. So this is producing positive copy through the spirituality, negative feelings, or is that working spiritual state? Okay? So we have this, so that something like the preparation for the posing, these are the Adija Bhuing Punna Sina Bhungo Pichira. These are three resting moments. Okay? And then after that we aim the camera to the object. See? When we aim the camera to the object means, see? Pancadora Wajanya. Aim the camera to the pose. And then after taking the picture, put into the back room. See? After taking the picture, he transfer the film into the dark room. The dark room receives the film and then put into the developer, that is the analysis, and then put into the verification, that's the Vatsapanna. And after that, complete the process of the negative. And then, to get the positive, we copy again. So, this positive, similarly, just like this, Chavana. Only after 7 Javana, remaining 2, at that time, the energy, the Kantinika, so that is called the Dharamaya, not as clear as the previous 7. You see the point now? So these are the processes. So the whole cycle, the whole process, wants to see another. Wants to see another. So that we call the process of Vipaka Vata. Vipaka Vata. So, okay, it is a production of the positive photos. So if you want to name it, this is the circuit. This is the working circuit. So you can call it reduction circuit. Reduction circuit. You produce what? Pictures. So when you get that this series of pictures, this amount of pictures, all produce only vipaka vata. So, after getting this positive, just positive, so they are mental images. I have to explain the nature of the whole cycle. So the whole cycle is functioning by, as I have explained, just like the machine. Just not the whatever machine you may have. When you are going to use the machine, you must have the energy for the formation or function of the machine. So now we have the supply energy in the form of kinetic energy. You see that? Kinetic energy is main supplier for the function of the whole cycle of the vipaka vata. You get the point. That's very important. And I'll explain another way just like that. All the external stimuli, they are coming in the form of light, in the form of sound, and so on. In the form of light, as well as in the form of sound coming into the ear or coming into the eyes. They are the same. They are performing these circuits. You see? Now, the machine is performing its own process. Now, we try to regard external stimuli. External stimuli as raw material. See that? External stimuli as raw material, and then the physical machine. The eyes are the physical machine. When they get enter that physical machine. Get transformed and bloom. Refine material. Raw material transform into fine material. See, refined product. The fine product coming out as the generation of sight or seeing. See, generation of sight or seeing. Yeah, I have to put it in everyone again. See? The eye is not like the camera. I produce not the one side, physical side, chemical energy, and the other side produce the eco vinyana dhatu. So that eco vinyana dhatu is occurring at the place, at the retina, at the spot, which we call it Uriya. But that mental thing of the thing, see, that is the, not because of the impact of light only, by the supply of karmic energy. Karmic energy only can produce that kind of mental property, what we call chakru vinyana dhatu. So, chakru vinyana dhatu is mental part. See, it is because of the karmic force or karmic energy, it can out, see, at the Uriya or chakru prasada. See, so these mental moments, and then after chakru vinyana dhatu, nanti another one follow, receiving sampucana, santina, and yatavana, and so on. You see? So, the whole machine is turning or working with the help of karmic force, and then the external energy are raw materials. See? External energies are raw materials. When they pass through the machine, as for the eyes is the machine. See? Physical machine. Eyes are. When they pass through the retina or chakru prasada, there, the new product, that product is not physical. That is quite different from physical. That is a mental. That is called chakru vinyana dhatu. Chakru vinyana dhatu is the product. See? Chakru vinyana dhatu is the product coming out as a refined product. Coming out as a refined product in the form of mental things. See? But coming in as a physical energy. Okay? So, these mental processes are also continuing according to the law of citta. According to the citta niyama. According to the citta niyama. So, after the chakru vinyana dhatu, there comes the sampucana, sankirana, uttabana, bhona, and so on. They are the chakru vinyana track. Chakru vinyana track means the chakru vinyana walking. So they are walking like that. See? So, the whole cycle regarded production systems. Produce the cool mama dancers and mental pictures. Mental pictures, positive pictures. So, after receiving the positive pictures, the whole the Vipassa, the whole Vipassa process finished by itself. It finished. You see? Now, another circuit. Another circuit. This is called the non-dwara vritti. So vrittis are the track of the mental performance. The previous one we call it chakru vijnana vritti, now followed by the non-dwara vritti. Minna-vijnana dwara, or minna-dwara vritti. If no one has studied working in the machine, which is called Kilesa circuit. Kilesa circuit. The Kilesa circuit. Only Kilesa circuit. See? Meaning, no one has studied working. They are the place, just like the, we transfer our bicycles into the examining room, see, to examine and to work, see what? So we already have seven photos of the images by production of the Vipaka circuit, see, Vipaka circuit, the back circuit, the production circuit, see that? Transfer to the now, this is very important process. Kilesa machine, Kilesa circuit. So, the first difference from the previous production, see, produced by the production circuit, see, and then that is the one track of the Manodara Vritti, just for receiving the image, see, just for receiving the image, and then follow another group, another Manodara Vritti, after receiving the work of the second Manodara Vritti, so they compose the picture, see, compose the picture, see. That is called Samudaya Gahana Vritti. Samudaya Gahana Vritti. You see the point? This is a second process. After that, it has the itself complete image and mental form. So, the third vritti, its work is to sort out the old picture and the memories too, from the memories too, to find out the picture similar to the present image. So this is also done by mental process. After getting that, the old picture, and compare with the present one. See? Compare with the present one. So, after that, decipher or make find out the name of the image with the help of the past images. And then, the learning process understand the present picture. Meaning of the present picture. Here, these are the processes working in the Kilesa Vritta, Kilesa circuit. Okay? Now, there are very important points involved in the circuit. ended tears are sacred. That's ordinary picture, see, given by the production circuit. And that still is accepted. Transform into passing. Okay? Transform into passing. Transform into passing. Identify as male and female. And then distinguish between friend and foe. He is the enemy or friend. Something like that. These are the processes working in the Kilesa Vata.
At this point, one question. When we spoke about the Chakuvinyana Viti, we were speaking in the term of 17 very brief momentary moments of consciousness. Now, when you switch to Manodvara Viti, this is the working on the impression from the Chakuvinyana Viti, can we also speak about this repeating processes of 17 moments? Is it like that?
17 moments. Even in the mental process also, 17 moments are working. Many, many 17 together. Mm-hmm. 17, yeah. That's it. 17 moments. So, in what we call the Kilesa Vata, not Kilesa Sakya, this we can call it transformation circuit. Okay? You get the idea why we call it transformation? Because from the Chakuvinyana to, that's the original image. But when it transferred to the Kilesa Vata circuit, it produces into passion. See? It produces passion, male and female, and then the friends or enemy and so on. So personalization came from working in that Kilesa circuit. There are many, many mental processes. That means one track after another. See, receiving and sorting out from the past. Memory, comparing, and the finding the meaning of the picture, and then identify as a person and so on. These are each and every one. So many which is what comes. Oh, no, another one. I said, wait for that. See that? Now, in this Kilesa Sakya, see, transformation Sakya, the main point is, see, the whole image become person. The whole image become person. See that? At the very moment, the fear is also taking place. The seeing the person. So, fear is the object of the seeing and in the form of a person. So they have become true. See? That means data. That means dual. So, duality of mind protection work out in the process of Kilesa Vata. That's a very important point. At the production center, there is no person. That's only producing the images. No person. So that there is no non-duality. The Atrita there. Here become Trita. See? Trita, so called dualism or dual function is producing and the transformation circuit. Transform into person. And then person identify as here and the object. So on. So this is very important. So after the stage, B, that we all engage the plan or supply all necessary information to be able to produce offspring. Not only the person, male or female, and then the friend or enemy, and so on. So, after knowing all these things, after doing this process, transfer to the another circuit. So, next circuit is what we call karmic circuit. Karmic circuit. See, karmic means this activity circuit. Activities. What are the activities? One, to feel, identify the object as enemy, and the karmic circuit. Then the feeling of hatred automatically comes. You see now? So this is another circuit. See? Karmic circuit. So kidney cell circuit supply the intelligent person, enemy and friend. And then because of that statement of the previous circuit, another follow the third circuit, produce hatred. If it is the friend, will be funniness and so on. For example, the fear is the male, and you see the image of the female. So the feeling of love comes out and the karmic circuit. Then only the karmic circuit has 7 javanas. See that? Out of the 17 moments, each and every track has 17. And then only these seven javanas, the completely functioning javanas. See? And then lava, Puna and lava, produce the karma. And then it has the force of karma. You get that? Yes. So, at in any kinesa water, also, we have 7 stages of karma, but they are not very forceful to produce karmic force. Just like the karmic circuit. When it comes into the karmic circuit only, very fruitful, because hatred and love and jealousy and all are working with karma. So that is called Minokama. 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 The karmic circuit is also functioning. So now you get that. 3 circuits are working. The first one is production circuit. Production circuit means Vipaka circuit. See? Now, after that, follow one Kilesa circuit or transformation circuit. See? That transforms the image to the functions. And then Kilesa produces dual functions. And then, just because of the duality nature, like in this life, in love and hatred, come out in the form of the karmic circuit. So there are 3 circuits are working one after another. When they are fully producing the karma, see that? The karmic circuit is revolving according to its own speed. So at the very beginning, that will be mental or mere karma only. But when it is stronger and stronger, it will express in terms of verbal expression that we come to words. See that? This is Vajikama. See? Vajikama. Vajikama. See? Vajikama means words, speaking in terms of words. See? That's it. Yeah. There are 2 different stages. Perception without personal identification. And the production process, that is the one stage of perception. That perceived image transforms into personalization or person form in the clear perception. So vision is in every stage. Perceptions are working, but different form of the perception. When you call or you identify, you use the word perception is and the clear perception only. But as for us, not one stage, see? Perception and the production circuit, the process circuit also, then the perception is the only image, see? No living things, no person. But that pure image, or pure perceived image, comes out to the filter circuit, and the filter circuit produces person, so that becomes another perception. Then only you realize that you use the word perception and that's really the stage only. You don't know that previous stage, three production circuit, but as for the hour, after the mark, the previous is the production circuit, that's also just perceive and then transform. That's what we call it transformation circuit. Mm-hmm. Transformation circuit is according to our knowledge of the present day, common knowledge, that is perception. That's actually the transforming image resulting from the production circuit of Vipaka. You get a clear point, see? And then, after identification of person, see that? Hatred and love follow. See? When hatred and love follow, that is the mano karma. See? Mano karma, mental action. And then, when it becomes stronger and stronger, it will express in terms of words and verbal actions. See, Wachikama in terms of words. Eh? And then it is stronger and stronger, that the physical action will come out. And Sakayakama, and so on. These are the Kama, Kami Sakit. So this is the Tepat Sakit. You get that? Now, three Sakit. See, three Wata. See, we call it Wata. Sagata Wata, see? Wata, three Wata, yeah. Vipaka Wata, Kinesa Wata, and Kama Wata. See? Yeah. These Wata, production circuit, transformation circuit, activity circuit, and so on. Now, that's the one point. When Philip in home comic circuit works its own process, comic energy comes out of comic process. See? Comic process. So this activity in terms of mind, in terms of words, in terms of physical actions and so on. What do we have with that? They have their own force, comic force. You can have. This coming through is what? Supply energy for turning off the Vipaka Wata. Vipaka Wata. You see the point now? Yeah, for the transformation circuit, then supply energy is produced by coming circuit. You see the point now? No?
Western scientists spend so much time on inventing perpetuum mobile, a machine which, so to say, feeds itself and functions endlessly. They never succeeded to do it, not knowing that each of them has it in their mind and body.
That's very good. See, that's very, very good. We see, to ask for them, that is called the Barbara B. Brown. See that? The term biofeedback. See that? Feeding back in terms of mental energy and the body function. So, as for our explanation, when any activity comes into the circuit, comes circuit, see? Activity circuit, maybe in the form of the mental state, in the form of the speaking, in the form of the physical action, whatever they do, there is Kirana. And along with the Lava or Dwara, or MD, or many in the mental factors and all in there, they produce karmic folds. But these karmic folds are the main supplier for running of the vipaka uta, or production circuit. So production circuit is producing the picture into the consciousness of seeing, and then sound into consciousness of hearing, and so on and so forth. So these three are continuously functioning on and on. So we call that three uta. That's a very important for our Theravada the study of Abhidhamma. So this machine combining mental as well as physical, and generally we try to identify the physical sides, our eyes, ears, nose and so on. They are called the kaya prasada. See? The prasada are the main support of the karma. They are functioning properly. They are called the kamja rupa. Kamja rupa. Kamja rupa. Rupa process. So this is important for our Abhidhamma study. So if you have a clear picture in your mind, then you can go upon the next step, step by step, how these things are going on. Okay? Now, we have to digest again to clear the idea. Okay? Now, these three things are, three circuits are running on and on. Okay? And as we go to the machine, we call it karmic circuit. Karmic energy and supply to the vipaka circuit. And then vipaka circuit receiving the karmic energy, produce the consciousness of seeing, hearing and so on. Just because of the karmic energy, they can come out as a mental process. So that is quite different from the physical energy. But actually, this mental energy is also, such as the form is also coordinating with the physical energy. These physical energies are in the form of electrical energy as well as the chemical energy. See, they are working together. So, the main point that we have to remember is that when ordinary traditional concept, the production center of the Nyo Vinyana Dhatu, production center of the Nyo Vinyana Dhatu, mostly they try to point out the heart. You see, there is some amount of virat in the heart. See? This is the sitting place of the Nyo Vinyana Dhatu. So that is a traditional expression. Our is quite different. You see, our interpretation is quite different. Now, most of the Western scientists and physiologists, they are trying to point out that the brain cells are the seeds of production of mineral actions, mental activities, see? And that is their interpretation. But our interpretation is different from two of them. Why? Yeah, different from two of them. That's the only energy, mental energy or psychical energy, see? Working with, not the substantial matter of self, see? That would be chemical energy or electrical energy. You see the point now? Yeah. So, this is the new approach, new concept. See? Not with the substantial thing, but with the energy. Now, we have to go back to the scripture of the moment of conception. See? According to our Buddhist way, when the Patisandhi, Patisandhi means conjoining of two stages, the past 50 or death stage, and then another come out as the Patisandhi stage. So at the moment of the Patisandhi, now I already explained that the O1 inside. The O1 is the mother, from the mother side O1, and then sperm is from the father side. When they combine together and they fertilize and form the beginning of the life. So the beginning of the present life. At the time we think about it, that's the only one cell. You see? Mother cell, mother O1. And then his mom turned into the mother of one from single cell. See? There also when Yanada do, this is called Pati Sandhi Vinyana Tatu. See? Now, that Pati Sandhi Vinyana Tatu, what would? Not brain. See? Not heart. There's only one cell. Where it's going to work. That's only one cell. So, that Pati Sandhi Vinyana Tatu, it's a working with chemical energy and electrical energy producing by combination of two strings of chromosomes. When they make a chemical change, chemical bond between one thing and another, they produce chemical energy and then electrical energy. These are the energy, physical energy, to work with mind of Patisandhi Vinyana Tatu. So Vinyana Tatu can work with only energy form, not in the substance of matter. See, this is the new point you have to remember. So when we know, when we can analyze this way, see, the point is, another important point is, the version of mental processes as well as physical processes. Physical processes is occurring in our physical body. In our physical body, these are the energy, chemical energy, as well as electrical energy, and everything that thermal energy also cooperating. These are the energy. This energy, physical energy, working with the mental energy. So, two processes are working together. See, two processes are working together. Nothing more than the function of mental process and physical process. That is our concept. But where does it come from, the so-called I, so-called ego, so-called person? So we have experience and the transformation process. See? That's the Kilesavata. See? Kilesavata. Now, Kilesavata, you remember the picture given by the relaxing circuit. As soon as you know when you receive that picture, so put it into the process to make clear the picture in the form of mind, and then sort out and stand in the way to compare with the present name. The memory supply the old picture and then compare with the present picture and then interpret into different stages. And then the member. See? And the store memory. Store all the pictures. Store all the pictures. What the person. What the person. Not the image itself. This is the point that is very important. Because store memory is just like the storing of memory in the computer. In the computer, there is a memory, memory gadget. So memories are as they have put it, so they properly store it. When you load it out and you put it out, so it comes out as you put it in. So this is the process. The memory store into that storage quite a long time, millions and millions of things. But whenever they put into that store, they put not in the form of picture alone, but in the form of person. See? Because when you learn anything, when you remember, see, at the very beginning of your learning, before you were a childhood, you learn this thing, put into memory, and memory memorize, and so on. See that? This is storage of memory, gradually store into that. When you put into the memory, you put the picture mostly in the form of person. This is Mr. So-and-so, this is my friend, this is the boy so-and-so, and this is my enemy, so on. So then, whenever you put, you don't have the time to make it in the form of the just pure picture supplied by the production circuit, but already transformed into person. So, personal images only store in the memory. You get that point? That is very important. See that? That's what we call. There are two factors for production of person. See? One is called anuncia chilesa. Anuncia chilesa. See? Anuncia chilesa is one primary factor for the production of the person. So that is also we have to go back to the mental function cannot produce the consciousness of the sensation. You see? And then here, it has got generally the skin and the heart, lung, and so on, so forth. So after 4 or 5 months or 7 months later on, the body becomes a complete set. See that? So when we have that the complete set of the neural system, see? The skin, the foot, pain, and so on. At the time, the Vedanta Chitta can produce another one of the sensation of the Kaya Vinyana Dhatu process. See? Kaya Vinyana Dhatu process. See? So, that Kaya Vinyana Dhatu process is also accompanied with the feeling. See? Sensation and pain and so on. See? So when it has the